anybody who, you know, heard what Tommy had to say.
All right, we're going to bring in Mayor James Heavens of Dyersville, Iowa, and we'll talk about the Field of Dreams game next. It's Mully and Haw. It's The Score on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
If you were an NBA player and they were telling you that you needed to go down to Florida right now, you need to go to Orlando right now to get ready to play, would you go? I don't know if I would. On top of that, you had 16 of the 302 players that are going to go down there test positive for coronavirus. It's scary. Like, what's happening in Florida and Texas is really scary.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is the sound of a delicious DQ Blizzard. This is the sound of a drumstick, the original Sunday cone. And this is the sound of these two summer icons coming together in the new DQ Drumstick Blizzard. Everything you love from a drumstick, including waffle cone pieces and peanuts, combined with our world-famous DQ soft serve. We're fitting more summer into every bite. DQ. Happy tastes good.
My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle. At approximately 12:02, hit him.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on.
You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint, which means the paint you trust and a huge selection of colors are right in your neighborhood. And right now, when you buy a sample of Benjamin Moore paint, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you're looking for award-winning service and a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace. Offer valid on gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark & Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon on 1 gallon purchase at participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, is this heaven?
No.
North, Iowa.
Mully at home. Sports Radio 670, The Score. It is not heaven, it's heavens. And we are delighted to welcome in Mayor James Heavens of Dyersville, Iowa. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Greetings from Dyersville.
You know, I saw that movie last year at a Sox game. It was fantastic. Went to the game. Not a very good game, but let's not get into that. And then afterward, they played it on the scoreboard video, and I watched it with my kids. And I thought, wow, I forgot how much I liked this movie. It was a long time; hadn't seen it in a long time. Do the people of Dyersville watch that more often than we do here? Is that do you have like a monthly look at that thing? Does that mean a lot? Do you know every line of that movie?
Well, we know quite a few of the lines, but we really don't have a formal viewing of it every month. It's shown publicly here in several different venues in the course of a year. But I think almost everybody in Dyersville has seen the movie. And to tell you the truth, I have to watch it every once in a while to kind of keep updated on it myself.
Well, Mayor Heavens, August 13th is the date that everybody has got circled on their calendars in Dyersville, and certainly White Sox fans are curious what's going to happen. Construction on the 8,000-seat stadium, from what we understand, continues. What kind of information can you share with us about the status of the game and the communication you've had from Major League Baseball about it happening on schedule?
Well, we discussed the situation quite a bit in the city, and to use a radio term, our official answer to that is stay tuned. And, you know, as Dyersville, the city of Dyersville plays a supporting role in this whole thing, and we try to support the Go the Distance people and MLB for what they want and what they need and what they don't want. And I think we've got a task force within the city and the community leaders to handle that. And I think that has gone very well. I mean, what we endeavor to do here is to be ready to play our part. And, of course, with the COVID thing, you know, that thing got kind of knocked around a little bit. We don't know quite what to do. But I think what we're trying to do is to be ready if it happens. And if it doesn't, well, we'll just have to wait till next year.
Would it be better to wait till next year, just given the influx of people that are expected? The Yankees, the New York thing would bring a ton of attention. Would you rather have it now, or would it be better for you and the local economy to wait a year?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer, and it's kind of complicated, and you could argue it both ways. You know, there's been a lot of hype about the game, and everybody's kind of expecting it, looking forward to it, continue to build the stadium. But, you know, I think that while the COVID virus thing out here in Iowa hasn't been a real profound event, I mean, it certainly is, don't get me wrong, but I mean, it hasn't been a critically important event. You know, I think we could play it both ways. Now, I guess as somebody from an outsider looking in, I think it would be kind of unfortunate to play that game to an empty stand. But that being said, you know, maybe it's better to wait till next year and do it right. But that's not our call. I think we just, again, want to support what MLB wants to do and Go the Distance wants to do. And I think they'll make the right decision.
You've got to weigh the interests of a lot of different people and a lot of different forces, Mayor Heavens. And I wonder, you know, how involved are White Sox officials and how involved are Major League Baseball officials? Because you're talking about, from what I understand, and I don't want to overstate the numbers, but this attracts as many as 80,000 people to the area. So if you're getting thousands of people that congregate to a certain area and you're bringing in two baseball teams into that environment, is that a responsible thing to do as a public official?
Well, again, that's a thing that all of us public officials have kind of wrestled with out here. Where do you draw the line? How do you handle this? Now, I think, you know, we've begun to open up out here in Iowa. I mean, the churches are back in session for the most part, but surprisingly, the church attendance is quite diminished at this point. And I think it's just a real complicated thing. And again, for us as civic officials here, is there something there that we need to do to protect the public from this? I think we go by what the governor of Iowa says and what she does, and I think we've been successful doing that. We really haven't had a whole lot of COVID cases out here. But that being said, I mean, you bring 80,000 people to a town of 4,000 people, that's a whole new ball game, as they say. You know, that's a whole different kettle of fish.
You know, there's talk of either the Cubs or the Cardinals being a part of this, because obviously the Yankees are out. Is there a preference? Is there a team that that you might personally prefer, or that the area might personally prefer?
Well, I can tell you that the Cubs and the Cardinals have very wide support out here. They have a lot of fans in this area. And whether it happens next year or the year after, I think that that game would play very well here.
That would be quite a game. So when you talk about the construction on the stadium, where does it stand? If we were to drive by it right now, what would we see, and how much work is there left to be done?
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't driven by there lately, and I, you know, we don't really ask them what their progress is day to day, but I assume that what the status of it is, it's going to be ready by August 13th. You know, and I whether people will sit in the stand or not, I you know, that's a hard thing to determine. But I think as far as the physical building of the facility, yes, I think that's on schedule.
I understand that you guys stand to make some money out of this thing. Did you have to invest any? Is there any budgetary issue with Dyersville, Iowa, because of this game coming in?
Well, I think as far as the city is concerned, yes, we've invested some money in it, a lot of staff time, and our hope is to break even on it as the city. Now, that being said, I think that the local merchants and the people of the business people in Dubuque and surrounding communities will make some money off of it. But as far as the city goes itself, it's kind of like RAGBRAI. We've had RAGBRAI here once since I've been mayor, and I think we about broke even on that event as the city. But there are the people that deal with the riders or the, you know, the fans that when they would come for this game, they make some money off of it, but we hope to break even.
So it's July 1st. We got about 44 days or so before the game is scheduled to be played. What is the timetable? What is the latest you can go before making a determination or hearing from Major League Baseball what the plans are?
Well, from the city standpoint, I don't think, you know, we have a real timeline. I think we're ready to go. And, you know, our part of the program is in place. Now, we've canceled. We were going to have some events related to the game in the city level, and we've canceled all those. So I think that we're ready if it happens, and if it doesn't happen, we'll just have to wait till next year. Now, what day that will be, that's not our call.
Are there a lot of, you know, tell us about the town itself. Are there a lot of you know, hotels involved in this? Are there, you know, you mentioned local shop owners. You know, the numbers aren't huge, but how many places are we talking about?
Well, there's only three motels in Dyersville, and I think kind of the way that this thing is portrayed here is that you're going to have a lot of the people stay in Dubuque and come out to Dyersville. I think it's 20 miles out here by four lane. And I think the teams are going to be housed in Dyersville, and they've made arrangements for a rain date of the next day. And I think that, you know, it's going to be maybe a economic boom for the area, as besides Dyersville, for the surrounding little towns, too. I think they're all very interested in this.
Where do your baseball allegiances lie, Mayor Heavens?
Well, I'm originally from Illinois, and so I always had the pick of the Sox and the Cubs, and my middle son married a gal from Chicago, and she's a big White Sox fan, so I guess I would have to say that they, and I've been to Sox Park a few times for a few games, so I would say I'm a White Sox fan.
That's a great answer. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor Heavens.
Well, thank you for calling. Glad to hear from you, and maybe we'll look forward to seeing you on the 13th, huh?
Good luck.
Well, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great. Love to do that.
Hope it works out.
Yeah, make sure we get a vaccine going and fly there, for God's sake. I think
you know what, Molly? I just had to resist. I mean, they have built it, but will the Sox come?
Yeah. I just love the idea of, like, the team just walks out of the cornfield and starts warming up.
Hi, Mom!
Hi, Mom. You know,
he hits one into the cornfield.
That'd be great.
All right. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Absolutely. It means a lot to us. Our thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
He made that crap up.
And, of course, our maven of sound, the great Kevin Zipak.
What?
Yeah. And Ray. Oh, my God. Ray, bless you, sir. You make it all. You are the straw that stirs the drink.
Thanks, Ray.
You know, your knowledge of sports is fascinating.
Have a great day, Molly.
David, have a great one. Molly and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Cubs president of business operations, Crane Kenny.
There was always a path to bring fans back into Wrigley, obviously a much smaller group than would normally attend games. We know our fans, if safe and if it can be done with the right precautions, would love to come back to the ballpark, and so we do see that happening this year.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station.
Did you know? Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This segment is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition. And the top of the hour will be brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
Have you? Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint, which means the paint you trust and a huge selection of colors are right in your neighborhood. And right now, when you buy a sample of Benjamin Moore paint, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you're looking for award-winning service and a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace. Offer valid on gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark & Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon and one gallon purchase to participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is the sound of a delicious DQ Blizzard. This is the sound of a drumstick, the original Sunday cone. And this is the sound of these two summer icons coming together in the new DQ Drumstick Blizzard. Everything you love from a drumstick, including waffle cone pieces and peanuts, combined with our world-famous DQ soft serve. We're fitting more summer into every bite. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Saturdays at 8 a.m. Don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on 670 The Score.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation.